A couple of weeks ago, I was in Jefferson Parish Correctional Center in South Control, waiting for the prisoners to be pulled for a communion service with a head deacon. And we heard a somewhat desperate voice calling for Deacon Bill. This gentleman was in the holding cell next door to control, behind the plexiglass. He had been placed there because there was a fight in his dorm, and they were trying to figure out what to do with him. He told Deacon Bill that he was going to trial and was facing long jail time. And he wanted Deacon Bill to get a hold of his family to call him. But to be honest, his family probably had disowned him a long time ago. He had been in there 7 months. But he said in his manner, in what the words he said, he was saying, "Remember me. And when I go to jail, I hear that over and over again." Now, I've heard some really beautiful homilies about the clever thief stealing heaven, but I don't think that's the case. The good thief, he knew what was ahead of him. It wasn't a sunny day, so he wasn't going to die of exposure, but his legs would be broken and he'd die a quick but very painful death, and his body would be thrown out in Jerusalem's garbage dump. The good thief was the first person who walked in the footsteps of Christ and carried his cross. He was the first person that recognized what the kingdom is. Christ is the King of Mercy. Above the crucifixion, I-N-R-I, Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. Jail builds strong friendships among both the guilty and not guilty. And though it's a small number, don't delude yourself to think that some of those in jail are not guilty. Christ is our King. Like David, we normally think of earthly kings. I think that the New Orleans area has a good concept of the kingdom. Strong families, a good society where we do some real fun things. We know how to acclaim a king. And the Jewish people awaited David's return. Christ does mean the anointed one, like David was anointed. But what Christ had was much more than an earthly kingdom. He brought a kingdom of mercy. When Pope Pius XI started the Feast of Christ the King in 1925, another jubilee year like our own, he told us what it was about. "This kingdom is spiritual, and it's concerned with spiritual things. The Gospels present this kingdom as one which men prepare to enter by penance, and enter by faith and by baptism, producing an interior regeneration. It demands a detachment from riches and earthly things, and a spirit of gentleness. Subjects must hunger and thirst after justice. They must deny themselves and carry the cross." Did the good thief deny himself at the end? Did he carry the cross? Christ is the King of Mercy, as Paul described in today's epistle. The Father has transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Through Christ and for him, all creation came to be. Christ loves creation. The church gathers around Christ as a Jewish nation gathered around David. We are hopeful, and we have reason to hope. We are hopeful because Christ is the servant king. So when Pope Francis talked on the Feast of Christ the King about these very readings, he said, "Jesus did not come down from the cross. Like the good shepherd, he gave his life for his sheep. The confirmation of his royal power came when he rose, revealing himself as the firstborn of the dead. Christ conquered death. Christ opened the door to heaven. For us, death is not an exit, but an entrance into the kingdom of God. Christ exceeds our hope, and that prisoner's hope of being remembered, of not dying a lonely death. In death, we will be with Christ in paradise." It's the end of the year of mercy. The holy doors will close, but not mercy. From Lamentations, "The mercies of the Lord are not exhausted. They are renewed day by day." Have we been merciful as Christ the King has shown mercy? Have we sought forgiveness? Have we forgiven our family and our friends, our enemies, let go of hate, held on to love? Have we worked to bind the wounds from this last election? Have we joined and built a kingdom of mercy? When we join in the Paschal mystery of the Mass, we join in the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the work the Father sent his Son to accomplish. We will suffer and die, as did the good thief, as did Christ, but like Christ, we will rise again, and everything will be made new again. At Mass, we have a head start on that. We join with the heavenly assembly when we participate in the Mass. Today's feast has a pretty highfalutin title: Our Lord Jesus, Christ the King of the Universe. But the universe adds nothing to God. And what value is a criminal or a sinner before God? The guys in jail said, "This is kind of like a Hail Mary pass that the thief made." But what difference does that make? We have value before God because God gives us value. And it's that value that gives glory to God. God, our Creator, values every hair on our head, the ones that might have been on our heads. That is God's kingdom. That is Christ's kingdom. Us.